We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
President Trump had his campaign kickoff in front of a raucous crowd in Orlando last night. We're joined now by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Orlando. So that was quite an event last night with President Trump preaching to the choir.
Right, Gary. And I think that's a good point. These people came what they came for. They got what they came for. And that was to hear the president make his announcement to strike a lot of the same themes that he has over the previous 550 rallies. That's how many he's held now, 551 as of this morning, since he announced that he was running the first time around. Of course, I mean, during the campaign, he was doing one or two, sometimes three of these rallies a day. He has continued to do them since his inauguration. Last night was only the latest. Had the added bonus for supporters of President Trump, about 20,000 of them inside the Amway Center, of his announcing that, in fact, he was running for re-election, Gary.
Jim, were there really people waiting outside, and was the arena just really jam-packed?
There were people waiting outside. Now, some of them obviously couldn't get in if they wanted to bring a purse in, or they had something that they could not bring into the building. They had to stay outside, and it was being streamed out onto big screens. But there were empty seats in the arena as well. I saw them up in the kind of the upper decks, the 200 and 250 section up there on the upper part. A few dozen empty seats. So, no, the place was not completely packed, but I suspect that some people were still outside, even if they wanted to come in.
The president went after some of the same people and some of the same issues as he did campaigning in 2016.
He did, but now obviously he has different targets for his criticism as well, Gary. I mean, you're talking about the Mueller report. He said it proved no obstruction, said that instead that the Hillary Clinton campaign 3 years ago was responsible for spying on his campaign. So, yeah, the Mueller report was a new fold in this entire thing. He also went after his potential Democratic rival, either Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, didn't mention either one by name. But says that they're un-American, that they're trying to return or trying to bring socialism to the country. So he struck those old themes, striking out at previous targets and adding a few new to the mix as well, Gary.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, talk about some of the big promises he made, curing AIDS, cancer, putting people on Mars, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a few days ago, the president's supporters were criticizing Joe Biden. Biden had said something about wanting to cure cancer if he becomes president. President Trump last night doubled down, said I'll cure cancer and AIDS, and what's more, put somebody on Mars. So those are some big ideas that he tossed out there. That also was a new theme, something he hadn't brought up previously. He does intend to build a wall while at the same time building up a space program that eventually he hopes in the next four and a half, 5 years, if he's in office for a second term, would land somebody on the red planet.
Jim, obviously, I mentioned preaching to the choir. What he had to say last night played very well to his base and get that base rallied and energized and ready to go. But did he say anything that's going to help expand his support and get some new voters?
Yeah, that's a great question. Will some people look at what he said this morning and say that that's my guy? I suspect some of the stuff, some of the language perhaps, maybe some of the rhetoric, the tone of the rhetoric may attract new people. Then again, it may turn some people off. I talked with a guy last night, a military guy, a veteran, about the president's campaign and about his first two and a half years in office. You know, ask him about the John McCain controversy. This veteran says, you know, he doesn't fault President Trump for what he said. Yes, he believes McCain was a patriot. but that the president was right when he suggested that McCain had gone back on promises, or that he doesn't fault the president for that criticism. So, I think you're right. It's an interesting thing. A lot of people watched this last night, and he does need to gin up support here in the I-4 corridor, this section of the country. If he wants to win Florida, and if he wants to win the rest of the country, he needs Florida.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the insight. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gary.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Orlando.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.